Radio FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory, which is due your name. Now, Father God, we come before you, God, asking you to forgive us for everything we said and did that was not pleasing in your sight. God, we don't want anything to hinder us from getting into your presence on this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will have thine own way. As we continue to decrease, oh God, we ask that you will increase within us. God, continue to fill us with your wisdom, knowledge, but most of all, understanding and revelation of your word. For Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you honor and we give you praise, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you would touch someone's body on this morning. Somebody's racking in pain, God. God, we know you as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God that healeth thee. Father God, I pray that you would touch them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Let the healing anointing, oh God, captivate them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I even pray that, Lord God, you will strengthen the faith of your people. Father God, despite of what's going on in this world, God, we know that you are in complete control. You are the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And God, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, God. God, we thank you that we're blessed going out and we're blessed coming in the matchless name of Jesus. And God, we will be careful to give you all the glory. Oh, my God, and all the praise and honor, which is due your precious name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on this morning, can you turn them to Luke, the 8th chapter and the 44th verse? That's Luke 8 and 44. And I will be reading from the New International Version. Luke 8 and 44. And it says, she came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic today is moved by faith. Moved by faith. Luke 8:44 describes a woman with a chronic bleeding condition approaching Jesus from behind a crowd to touch the hem of his garment. And this resulted in her immediate healing. This act highlights her desperate faith, as she was ceremonially unclean and healed instantly upon contact. So we see in Luke 8, the entire chapter of Luke 8, there were many sick people in the crowd on the day that the woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years was healed. You see, many people that needed healing, needed restoration or breakthroughs, bumped against Jesus, but nothing happened. Listen to this. A lot of people needed healing, restoration, and breakthrough, bumped into Jesus, but nothing happened. What was different about this lady? She fought through her doubts. She fought through her disappointments. She fought through what looked like was a hopeless situation. And she touched Jesus with a spirit of expectancy, believing that healing was coming, knowing that things were about to change, declaring that favor was on the way. Come on here, somebody. So to dissect her situation, she took action. The woman came up behind him and touched the hem of his garment. Because in a situation, faith moves God. People of God, we have things going on, and you may have a situation going on, and you believe in God, but it takes action, because in James 2 and 26, it says, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." You got to give God something to work with. I just can't say I believe God for this, I believe God for that. Faith is a word of action. You got to activate what you believe. You just can't sit on it. You got to move. Give God something to work with. And so while her faith was activated, the result was the bleeding instantaneously stopped and she was healed. So the result is when you believe God, you shift from hoping that God would do it to I know for certain God would do it. Come on here, somebody. Hope is to desire for something to happen. But activated faith is the spiritual substance of that desire. I'm no longer hoping because I have the faith to know that for certain God is going to do it. Because if he did it way back then, guess what, people of God? He is well and able, and he is the same God that's going to do it now. Somebody better hear what the Holy Spirit is saying on this morning. So the context of the whole situation is this verse is part of a story of Jesus healing the woman with the issue of blood while on his way to heal Jairus' daughter. So in the midst of you believing God for something, guess what? Things are going to come by. Things are going to transpire. But still, I'm not going to allow it to shake my faith. I'm not going to allow it to distract me. Even in the midst of believing God, I'm going to have patience. I'm going to still focus on what God is going to do. My spirit of expectation is not going to ding down, but it's going to go up higher. Because I know Satan, this is just a distraction. But here, Jesus was on his way to heal Jairus' daughter, but in the midst of it, this woman touched the hem of his garment. So you can say this, there was a miracle in the midst of a miracle. Come on here, somebody. There was a miracle in the midst of a miracle. It didn't stop him. He continued to do what he needed to do. My God. So the significance, instead of becoming unclean by her touch, according to religious law, Jesus' holiness transferred to her, making her clean. See, you got to believe in action. You got to believe. Whatever you believe in God for, people of God, it's going to come to pass. Yeah, I can have people to touch and agree with me. They can pray all day long, but it's not going to happen until I believe for myself that God is going to do it. And see, that's where God wants his people today. No matter what goes on around us in this world, chaotic wars and the rumors of wars and everything that is going on now, God wants our focus to be strictly on him. Oh, come on here, somebody. We're not going to be moved by our condition. We are not going to be moved by what we see, but we're going to be moved by what we say. Come on here, somebody. Whether we're going to talk negative or positive, whatever you believe, that's what's going to happen. But on this day, God wants you to connect your faith with him and watch him turn your situation around. Good God Almighty. You see, God works where there's faith. The God we serve does not work in doubt. The God we serve does not move in doubt. When you doubt God, you don't even believe God. Come on here, somebody. When you read his word, what do you believe? Think about it. When God, the book, the Bible, is filled with God's promises and with the things he said that he will do for us, the word of God is filled with the character of God. Come on here, somebody. Do you believe he can heal you? Do you believe he can set you free? Do you believe that he can break the demonic chains off of your life? Do you believe that he can destroy generational curses? I am not what they label me to be. Come on here, somebody. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You can have what you say. My God. He sees our needs. Yes, he does. But he's moved by our faith. So what activates the divine flow is when we believe that God can do what seems to be impossible. There is nothing too hard for God. People of God, I told somebody on last week, I say I am in this spiritual mode where I'm believing God for the impossible. I don't care what it looks like, what it feels like. I got this crazy faith. When I say it's going to happen, it's going to happen. That's where God is trying to get us. Whatever you think, whatever you speak, it's going to happen. Whether it's positive or negative. Because I remind God of his word. God, you said this. You said that. God want us to come back and tell him. Oh, my God. So what activates the divine flow is when we believe that God can do what seems impossible. It's when we go around talking about how big our God is rather than about how big the problem is or how the odds are against us. Or what naysayers have said. You do not repeat the negative. I'm not going to say something negative, knowing that the words produce whatever I speak out of my mouth. It's going to manifest it. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to counteract. I'm going to speak positive things. Ooh, come on here, somebody. I serve a big God. I don't serve no little God. I walk in total wholeness, total freedom. Nothing bounds me down. Come on here, somebody. It was a process to get to the place that I am. That's why I'm to the point to where, hey, God, connect me with like-minded, spiritual, faith-walking people, kingdom-minded people, people that can help me to grow and not keep me down. That's the part that we have to tell God. God, that's where I need to be right now. That's where I want to be. So it's when you're believing that God is supernatural and never runs out of options. It's when you can truly say, God, I am activating my faith, believing that you're going to do exactly what you say. So the question is, here's the question. Are you brushing up against him with your needs or are you touching him? Are you steady complaining? God, I need this, God, this, God, that. Or are you getting into the presence of God? People of God, be like this lady. Touch him. And watch him turn the whole situation around. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your presence in our lives today, and that our faith can push through to you and see you do amazing things in our lives. Thank you for how great you are and that we can reach out and touch you by faith. Father God, we declare that we are stretching our faith to believe in you in greater ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Well, my time is up. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. And if you need to contact me, my number is 318 206-8953. Remember, I love you, and God does too. And always, when you're down to nothing, rest assured